Да, наверное, что. Короче, говорю, что на але то хитит и говорю вас.
So first, what we are gathering here, what we're going to do is we are trying to find a kind of method or a solution.
도시 가르신이 되고요, 그래서라이나 네. 천대기 도시생이 된 거 좀 줄을 때는 제거해 좀 말했습니다. 천대기 동해 저도.
So what kind of solution or method we are trying to find is not for this lifetime's concern.
근데 간절해서라이나 변한 것이 이제 되게 차치생이 돼 Shuyin juwa jigi cha dan nan jigi sanje dan juwa jigi tsuan den do yorwa sanat. Ale chidan ngubi ne sil.
So for this lifetime's concern, you know, we don't need to, you know, practice. Because, you know, this, in this earth, the inhabitants and also contain and the container, the environment and as well as who inhabited in that you know place all are created by nature you know by mainly by four elements.
신중앙이 변화 토미기 가제 사전을 소박이 중앙으로 배치네 무수기 조보들 사전 조회식이 짜서 생인데 미기 토네 주요 영이지 자고로 대 주요 된 거 말했어.
So the elements unbalance, you know, or you know because of the elements some you know, progress, some, you know, degenerate, all this we can able to see through naked eyes. So, you know, we don't need to rely on the Dharma. So that kind of situation, everybody can pinpoint and everybody knows.
Demasi supon de soy tagi tandala chul den go men do ala na. Ben zambulin den na beje chul me jeng mo che wa de ben sen de de to le tan di che wa de pyeso so ban do san zang zang chang lo ku zen na so do asala.
And also merely to survive, you know, we don't need to rely on the Dharma. You know, in this world, there are, you know, lots of people, they don't have any beliefs, but, you know, sometimes, you know, they are more, you know, prosperous and better. That His Holiness the Dalai Lama always make a joke.
Then, what so you know, you see, or then, China's own, then, Zanko Chile, you know, Chitu, the time, me, the Tendi, you don't get to see it too, but the Shane, do you turn down like a Chihuahua or not? They can do or not.
So, you know, it's a reality that, you know, we go to work for, you know, 5 days in a week. And why we go to work? Because, you know, we have a lot of bills to pay, and by working we get the money and we can, you know, pay the bills and all the necessities. So, you know, we don't rely on Dharma for that kind of survival. So there are many peoples that, you know, other than that, you know, they are not, you know, curious to find other solutions, and as well as, you know, they don't make any attempts to fight. So we gather here today that, you know, we are seeking, you know, not only that solution, but, you know, further than that. So that is, you know, anyway, you know, sooner or later, we all have to leave this body and go to next life. So, you know, we are finding a solution for that concern.
Tindrigin language appears on a Joshima Pinja Pemba Manjit Sendela Pemba de Muninon Toda Yeris Pena. Matsugi Sendel Digi the Tandriumi Chadon Yleka Mancha Sendi.
So if we able to find and able to, you know, attempt, you know, in practicing Dharma, you know, that will not only benefit, you know, our future lives, but, you know, in this life also, there are a lot of, you know, happiness we jeopardize through, you know, negative emotions. So, you know, we can also able to find a solution for that. So this thing, you know, is not only from the viewpoint of, Dharma, but, you know, in a short period of time, you know, all these kind of things happen. You know, if we sit down and take it easy, and if we really analyze, then we will able to know.
Pena ma chesana pena ngal sha jana sana ji tong da thoma me chesing de shu ji ta rim bo ji sana tong re nga dan da lo ji ji shen re pa jo shu ji jo de sana tong de ni ma ji le ndu sang ji ji jin na ko mun du sa la da dan din ba pe chi lo ka si ji de wa yin nan da ji ba ji jang le la da me chesing de ro la da ke ji sang ji lo le de ge ma le la da.
So, you know, for instance, as Rinpoche, you know, he has a far, you know, plane in his life, but, you know, his in his life, 40 years already passed. So if we look back to his past life in the 40 years, you know, he don't have any, you know, leisure to practice even a day. All, you know, times went in a hurry and, you know, didn't realize.
Sona takuru ko chene, sona chitongwa di sembate te tsulio lio chene. O tachi chene madun di samendo wa sange chi. Lo le yungur salata, semba kuto chego lo da le chue chue sana.
So if we try to look through the, you know, different angle or the aspects, you know, and, you know, we try to, you know, calm down our mind and try to mature our mind stream in our spiritual quest. So like mentioned before, we are seeking or looking for a solution, you know, or the method, you know, that kind of method is merely to transform or to train our mind. So how we can transform our mind, you know, we need to rely on a, you know, unmistaken method. For that, there are many methods. Among these different methods, what we are trying to, you know, practice is the, you know, the great treatises on the stages of the path or the Amrit. So that kind of Lamrim practitioner not only concerned about you know, one's next life or the future life, but you know, that practitioner must have a, you know, motivation, you know, to practice Lamrim so that one can able to benefit for yourself and as well as for infinite sentient beings.
For that kind of motivation, you know, we will try to, you know, meditate to generate that kind of, you know, great thoughts or the, here it says, spirit of enlightenment. So, you know, we will motivate that may I be able to practice this instruction and benefit, you know, infinite sentient being. In order to success this, you know, may all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas send me the blessings so that I could be successful in my practice. So for to generate that kind of thought, we will do a brief meditation.
Oh, tendu yikyungna chiba chanyunga na kaasana basa yichwane, shangchwa langchurin basa nga dhe reyes, nga ma nga dhengi.
Okay, with this kind of, great thought, what we're going to do is, we're going to listen and we're going to teach the Lamrim path to enlightenment. So how this Lamrim come into existence is, begin with Buddha Shakyamuni, first teaches the 84,000 different kind of teachings. So that kind of large amount of teachings, the great Indian masters like Nagarjuna and Asangas and Vasubandhus, they sum up in smaller text.
Tendu ji tse ji la ni pe ji ni ben chu ji tendu ji ni ja ga ji pendu ni ben pendu da nga ja ji zu de jen de ba ni pe nyame chu ge chen ba se de ben den de shi ni ni pe ji la ni pe ji de ja ta xin de ong bo nong bo da tendu ji ni pe ji la pe ni chu ji song ro ji se na song ba la de ni shang chu lang ji de ma sing ji ni chu pe di bo pi da xi wei ji song wa sa.
So then the time comes of the, great master Atisha, who is the crown jewel of, that times all the, masters. And, at that time, the Tibetan king, invite, great master Atisha to Tibet and request the teaching that will benefit all the different mental disposition of the Tibetan people. So Master Atisha teach the root text length of the path.
Dini tsawa jisha beto nini, shangchu longchere basengi dini, ju nama zongkha bachumbe songpa reyaz. De teri nga soki chenye chaye te jungde teri sa.
So from this, that base, root text, basis on that root text, the Lama Tsongkhapa wrote the commentaries which we are trying to teach and listen today. So whatever we try to practice, first we need to really investigate the source of the practice, whether it is authentic or not. That is very important.
Then the children in Bashin and Lama Sidin Toyan, Lama Sidin in Bashin, and Chutsin Toyan saying the young Jurin Jurus.
So if the
Samasan and Jurus, Chutsama in Lama Samadue,
if the teaching is valid, then the teacher also valid. And sometimes if you investigate the teacher, if the teacher is valid, then his or her teaching is also, valid.
Pena chuzi pena ro chuzi xie ding ji min ji lama tiki yin ding jiao ge kai jie de sa lao yin song na. Ani lama tiki chuzi ding ding tu de mu tu sheng de. Lama ti ani di jia le pen tong ye jie de man de sheng de. Ani lama ti yin ding de xie ge sa.
So before, the text, it begin with a greatness of the teacher. So, you know, if you learn about the greatness of the teacher or the, you know, qualities of the teacher, then, you know, you will convince that, you know, the teaching is, or her teaching is also, you know, you know, good one.
Just for this situation, then I'm sure people know Lama Lama say that when they said that Dishal Lanshichi Malu, but then to each other Lama Selagrimado Kukumashuri say the Lama Tesanj Lama Segamadelataco, Jedon Toton, Segurimat.
So we will elaborate a little bit here that, you know, in the Tibetan tradition, we called Lama and, you know, Guru. So, Lama doesn't mean that, you know, his predecessor or his past life, he is a great master and he did such and such things and all those, you know. We don't look at all those things. The present, you know, incarnation, you know, look at that incarnation's quality, whether he can reveal the, you know, unmistaken, authentic path or not, you know, that is how we judge the, you know, the Lama, you know, how, you know, qualify or not. So, direct interpretation, Lama means surpass. So, surpass means kind of above or transcend, I guess. So what we are teaching and listening is, you know, that kind of great master's great teaching. So that concludes the two chapters, and the third chapter is, if that is so, then how we going to teach and how we going to listen to that kind of teaching is the third chapter. So at the time we are on the fourth chapter. So Rinpoche, you know, spread the, you know, the chapter by chapter, you know, and I don't have to translate all those, you know. And what now where we are in is, we are in the chapter that, you know, why the practitioner need to lead through, you know, this different stages of the path, and also the great scope practitioner need to lead through the beginner's stage, why this is important.
等到做完呢，就不全部的，就不算就浪姐人把那些人进这个进这个开始呢，就不全部的想出去三结果了，想出去三结果了，你已经严重降到很多的这个里，进这点的什么？So
the advanced practitioner need to go gradually from the beginning of the path. So why, because that great scope practitioner, the basis of his spirit of enlightenment must be begin from the renunciation.
嗯，对呢，但我说，可是上半年没呢，人到岁数高了，卡都解释些说呢，那我呢，可上届三轮中也就没进呢，就不穷这个浪荡老乡的卡里有的是老外呢，就是哪卡里考啥的啥了的。So
you know, if somebody asks that that great scope practitioner who is seeking this spirit of enlightenment in order to benefit all the sentient beings. So, why that practitioner need to, go through the, the beginner and the middle scopes practice, why that is necessary if somebody asks, then what we
think. 也许就能碰着一头啊，结束啊，是哪的？可是最近恰恰用也所以，那我谁给他了？
So, we need to know that, if we go back, we need to understand through the backwards context.
嗯，对嘛了呢？可是，那拉面里边，它这上面讲，你把，你把些呢，你肯定没把些呢，这些把些学生呢，送来等我做大的这个嘛了，等你拉面嘛都呢。
So, if we don't implement, then, we talked before that the instructor need to be able to pinpoint the instructions to the practitioners, and practitioners need to remember and recall all those points.
嗯，大家用的容易的，但就可行一些了。嗯，第三嘛，现在基本全部浪当是。 狼说说完这面的这些，基本全被狼饿了，马里巴的都想去就生了，也把刚要明年被生的结余给上养了，等于把都等全部两年多耶，你了那天下午我送的，也把结果都拿。Do
you know where we are? I'm lost.
就三星的讲完了，新的呢接待是，那你得得到马建那个是。可是你们是杨昌水嘛？的杨昌水嘛是新的接待是那种啥的。So
I think we are in over here, 136. In this way, train in the path of persons of small and medium capacities and train well in what is explained in the context of the person of great capacity. Then to the best of your ability, develop an uncontrived spirit of enlightenment in your mind state, I guess.
对于这些开始呢，针对于上周一三讲的人把钱的麻将呢，就要考虑有点些说呢变了咯。那你可 Toma kono chubi chungi je ndopa kanya ba te ye leka chi che, chubi ndringi leka kanya ba chi che ne, ini yi je bene chubi chungi je ndringi ndreba ndoba zi nye bi ne kala, ini yi ne shangchu san shang gongin chen so na, ini yi ne mini langa pya go de jini, pya kosa pya te, nomba re sondo san na.
So why one need to train like that, because, if, the practitioner first practice in the small scopes, path, and then middle scopes path, then, great scopes path, then, it would be really, long way, and as well as, it will be really mistaken. So, these all three different scopes are common practice to the, great scopes practitioner. So like this, if one first practice the small scope, then one practice the middle scope, then eventually, train in the spirit of enlightenment, then it would be really, wrong, plan. So, the example is that, it began with, even from the taking in refuge, the practitioner already, generate the spirit of enlightenment. And then he take the, taking refuge in three jewel as the, branch practice of that great scopes practitioner. So the example here is that if one want to build a mansion, big mansion, then that person really plain lay the foundation for that plan. And also the worker, they have no idea. They will bring whatever the bricks or the muds or whatever they bring, they have no idea where gonna happen. So they don't care. So they just bring and dump it there, and that's it. It's like that.
Bena sabat ji de ye kumbha yonsu ma zoba ma zoba de sabat de ye kumbha de la robot yang la la pengwa ra la da. Sabat ji.
So how those all, taking refuge and the small, medium, stages of the path, how become common to the that practitioner is that, like building a big a mansion, all the parts, gather there, all are benefiting to build that house. So all that things are become the branch of that big mansion, same like that.
Katu langrin va jangye na pena ngasu ki mili thoba de tsachim bore se de ni shangchu ki sen rangju le jeye ki jolon ro shewa ji gobor sala.
So why we are telling that human life is so precious? Why? Because if we make attempt, it will become the causes to generate and develop the spirit of the enlightenment.
Tendu ki sambat le so na pusu to bod chi cha dang che cho cho da jin men je ne jin jin ke se jin se sa me ba la ga jin che sa me nge cha ga ma le la da.
So if one got that kind of spirit of enlightenment, then one will be really flexible, little bit of, you know, unpleasant thing. He don't irritate that fast, and as well as, you know, that person would be really easygoing, and, you know, whomever that person associate, you know, brings harmony to everybody.
Tetane chundu ge la jang wa ta as chimbi ko se she pa ta le pa jang ne shang chu ji sen chu ma ma yin ba ji la ja ba sa ta pe ne lang go zu dong de she wa da tetane chundu ge la jang ne ni chimbi ko se she pa ta le pa jang ne shang chu ji sen ji luo ye suo ju jang ne ran ji le jie ji tu jie guo le se.
So in this way, you know, begin with the small scope and middle scope's practice. You know, and try our best that, you know, all this practice will complement and reinforce the spirit of enlightenment or the bodhicitta.
Pena chuma de chuma mayin basi de kandre de jinse mombo sona tone ni sen la gyo thoe jin sona chuma se la gol la nga nga shu shu che sona chuma mayin bas la gol sa che dan ti jin.
So usually you know you know there are two different kind of, you know, a spirit of enlightenment or the bodhicitta. So one is artificial and one is, you know, not artificial. So the artificial, you know, spirit of enlightenment or the bodhicitta is that, you know, you meditate and, you know, through critical reasoning analysis, then, you know, try to generate that kind of mind, you know, and try to hold that and in the meditation object. That is the artificial, you know, bodhicitta. And when through the training, you know, when you really, you know, contemplate, it generates spontaneously. That is the, you know, not artificial bodhicitta.
Jinbashasa. Then the same the tenbasha you said in Chondo Kimo Maimba, who the town in Mibi Chokasasa. Maybe choka zone de loja nanan bebal lo dene shangchu sin ale tom de padan lo cheta.
So we read through the text now. Then to the best of your ability develop and where is next in order to stabilize this spirit, make a special practice of refuge and then perform the rite of the aspirational spirit of
enlightenment. Tene tsadongi magopa sudu shashins, jenya sapa chundri dan nishe naji magopa mbejins. Jite kwenna on tonwa shiju jita sumbi gwenne lepa jang. Tene shiju jila lhojin, chepa te sengi yi mipa lan jita ndoba tar kudu rongwa shayu. Shiru shenye jingon sante la lepa lhobo osundu. Ani te mambudu.
So we read through the text, you know, after you have adopted this aspirational spirit through the rite, you must strive to learn its precepts. Then develop a great yearning to learn the bodhisattva's deeds, such as the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples. Once this yearning arises from the depth of your heart, decisively make up the pure vows of the engaged spirit of enlightenment, then at the risk of your life, avoid being polluted by the root infections, strive not to be soiled by even small and medium contaminations or by the creation of faults. Even if you are soiled, thoroughly purify yourself by repairing the infractions, just as is taught in scriptures. Next, train broadly in the six perfections. In particular, train well in meditative stabilizations, the heart of the meditative serenity, in order to make your mind capable of being set on a virtuous object of meditation according to your wish.
Yana jibu chungi ki jiwa shimi dunghe yi sanna dhomba la dhene jiwa shima yini nga sunla tato ki yini jangro che. Yini ti yi jila yini kui netan ki dunghe yanda yanda sanba la dhene yini kuwa la tando ji taba dhene ji lo che. Yini ti yi jila ta yibu sunche tangche ki tando yini shangchu ki sense yi nga pata ma jenna jigu mendo sangye ji lo che jangne yini tangche juma te jiko kusa la ta.
So now how we begin our training is first, you know, taking refuge in three jewels. And, you know, contemplate on the, you know, suffering nature of the lower existence, and then practice on the, you know, a law of causality and so on. Then, you know, try to develop a great, urgency to practice, and then, you know, after that, then, you know, contemplate on the, you know, nature, samsaric nature of the suffering nature of the cyclic existence, from peak to lowest existence, you know, no matter where you are. It is in the, you know, suffering nature. Try to generate a wish to free from this cyclic existence, and generate the body mind, and you know, wish to attend Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
That's another young number of number than a tie, but since you turn to the Majana Jinan Jigudu, but checking it out, saying somebody determining it which has on any genie, any Lamachi in the line, maybe Shanchu is saying Choka saying again, maybe Shanchu saying it, numbers and the red, I'm saying Choka Chapel.
So when you generate that kind of body mind, you know, that, you know, really, you know, really urge you to take the full responsibilities of the, you know, infinite sentient beings' welfare, and, you know, that that is the, you know, through contemplation analysis, that is the, you know, artificial bodhicitta, and after that, generate that kind of artificial bodhicitta, then, you know, like mentioned here, you know, then perform the rite of the aspirational spirit of enlightenment. So, you know, when through this kind of in this way, train practitioner train, and then, you know, they their mind stream mature and they can they generate the artificial spirit of enlightenment, then you know they perform the rites of the aspirational spirit of enlightenment. At that time, the practitioner is in a deep admirational toward the spirit of enlightenment, but you know his conviction is not complete at that time.
Ani mienpa shangchu sengji, ani mhano de jo nebi kanche lami zane, chetan shangchu sengji damba segre, mienpa shangchu sengji damba len si dang, jubha shangchu sengji damba len si nyo re. Mienpa shangchu sengji damba len ne, ani shangchu sengji, ani nyang len la ho ne, tangi shangchu ki sengdi ba, tu na ya tangma tu ma chi, ji jane che tu gu du se ne, ani tenru ki tangche tenpo ja ne, ijabi kianza che le so ne, ani ji ne, ani jubha shangchu ki seng sengi de, ani tangche jabi shangchu sengji damba de len go re.
So after that, I think I make a mistake here. So, you know, first, you know, the uncontrived spirit of enlightenment in their mind stream. So that fully not convinced. And you know, there's artificial spirit of enlightenment generated. Then, as mentioned here, to stabilize this spirit, make a special practice of refuge, and then perform the rite of the aspirational spirit of enlightenment. Then, after you have adopted this aspirational spirit through the rite, you must strive to learn its precepts. So then, you know, once you receive the precepts from the, from somebody, then you need to implement the deeds of the precepts or the spirit of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm. 니 주바 상추 생기 담바 존사 소나 아니 오늘 켄에 당제 자사와 인자 딱 가르쳐 선진 당제 교대도 아니 신루 당 디와 류 모보시 생기 될 아니 냥래 능고 주고 살아
so after that you are really make a pledge, you have make a pledge, and then develop a great yearning to learn the bodhisattva's deed and practice such as the six perfection and the four ways of gathering disciples. And also maintain the observation of the precepts.
So that Sangha Dhamba Nye Jisha Tela Ini Lhapa Tsutun Je Lhapa Nyang Lena Tandete Lhapa Tsutun Je Nyang Lena Yirin Bati Gris Tela Ta.
So main the self-liberation vows and the Bodhisattva's vows and all those things are the practice of the higher trainings.
Did you want to train the Hoba to the Sunday on the Inni? So Dampaja Chibitone, Piggy Sunja, Nemoji Kati, Chingwenzin, any day you do it, the Sunday, and it's a train service.
So
train Segura Chibare.
So it is a vow or a law that once you make the pledge, then you take the maintain the ethical disciplines such as the self-liberation vows, ethics, and as well as the Bodhisattva's ethics. So these ethics are try to counter act or a countermeasure for the negative emotions. So if we don't encounter with the negative emotions, then our vow will not be perfectly maintained. We read here, at the risk of your life, avoid being polluted by the root infections. Strive not to soil by even small and medium contamination or by the creation of fault. Even if you are soiled, thoroughly purify, what we read here. After that, your vows are perfectly maintained. And then next step is train broadly in the thing is train well in meditative stabilization.
Did you know what the train said in one day? So much along with it. Any thing is said in one day, any send me by the day, send them what you know.
So, usually, when we say ethics, morality is, try to guard, our behavior of the three doors from the negativities. That is the ethics or the morality. And if we say, concentration or the concentration, then it mainly talking about the mental
stabilizations.
So, like we read before, in order to make your mind capable of being set on a virtuous object of meditation according to your wish, first the basis of that should be the ethical disciplines, and after the ethical disciplines, then practicing of the meditation comes. So why, how this will help for us is that, we are not attempt to practice. If we attempt to practice, then, once we reach there, it will maintain our calmness or the peace of mind, and as well as the objects of the mind can be controlled by our mind.
So at our
at our this situation, our mind and the conducts of our three doors are under the control of negative emotions or the three
poisons.
So if we really implement, then try to convert, redirect our mind to set on a virtuous object. So how we should do that is, you know, by the progress of you know, peace of mind or the calm mind.
We
read through the text. The elder's lamp for the path to enlightenment says that you should develop meditative serenity for the sake of producing the super knowledges. So here, you know, calm abiding, you know, this is called Shine, is the, you know, here it says, you know, develop meditative serenity. So meditative serenity means, you know, concentration or the calm abiding of the mind. Like mentioned here, we will read through the text. He is simply giving an example in means that, you know, the elder is the Atisha. So why Atisha mentioned that is, you know, some people is just an example to have a clear wins, you know, first you need to develop the you know, meditational stabilization or the calm abiding of the mind. So after that, you can practice to have a realization of clairvoyance. So that is just an example.
Joji Shinecha Gurin Mushi to be Chico Mai Main Bakantahako and Joji Kos and the Yang and Latonji Bitandala Yang Shinedu Gurseson to us.
So how we should know that is just an example is mentioned here. We read through the text. In other contexts, the Atisha says that you should develop serenity for the sake of producing insights. So at our present time, you know, we cannot able to recall all the, you know, things and events of the past. Why? Because we don't have a mental concentration or the mental calm abiding. So why our mind is not, you know, not single-pointedly, you know, concentrated? Because, you know, we always lack of mindfulness and introspection. Mindfulness and introspection help the, you know, single-pointed of the mind concentration.
So
So if we maintain our vow and pledges, you know, properly, then, you know, there is a great chance to obtain the realization of the, you know, concentration. It is like a water, you know. If the water is clear, then you can clearly see the reflection on the water. If the water is, you know, mulky or is disturbed, you know, there's no clarity, then you cannot see any reflection in the water. So that is the, you know, knowledge.
Jejini dingin je tembo yin be tanda la chitin ji phenso jewa de she tho sa ra wa la da be tel den.
So to have from this analogy, you know, we will understand that, you know, the single-pointed concentration comes when our ethical vows and pledges are well maintained.
Then we chip tamo no ye no lo la ni zu dama da yoba de ni thong wa de la ni shiro ji cheba che de le la bu shu cha gro la da.
So if the water is clear, then, you know, the reflection, all the reflection would be clearly, you know, see. So if we have a, you know, ethical discipline well maintained and single-pointed concentration is there, like the reflection clear, then, you know, we can able to analyze the nature of reality, you know, clearly. So when you see the picture clearly, then you can distinguish, you know, all the picture in the reflection clearly. So, you know, so your insight also can, you know, can penetrate, you know, all the, you know, realities there. So this is how the nature of, you know, three higher trainings. So when we contemplate, think about these things, then is this really, you know, make sense or not? So before we go through the, you know, training of wisdom, you know, we, if you guys have any questions or comments, we'll do here.
Is it possible to have at least a glimpse of some of these insights, even if your mind is too unsettled to focus on them and maintain them? Is it possible that with a little bit of calm periodically or occasionally, that you can begin to see have some of these insights as to the impermanence of things, for example?
Tsam samla ene naranzu ge karisu gore samba tse chigdu nye ge tuzu tsam samla yungir was. Ene daga nanshi tsudim diya tsam samla tsudim tsangma yungir was. Ene dinde kadu la ene che karisu gore di shine karisu gore dabo daj. Ene ge nekab la ene che hadongi nabash chukchu shari yongye ta ini karsukuri yang midaba chukchu toya dhugu jinde yong sigiru besi.
Kisi dhanyo yunga pina lhatun tsenyi bada shenya tsenyi bada chaga mali tila roa. Shenya tsenyi bada lhatun tsenyi bada leso na zang zang sega mali lada. Den ki tsarsa lada, mati leso na. Ali tomangi ti ingo chi tsu ta.
So, at that kind of occasional time, you know, there might be some, you know, artificial, you know, glimpse of those things, but, you know, those are not, you know, fully convincing or are not a conform realizations.
Ta chö yi se yeden de yong ro la de pe na chi yi go wa jian na jian ne ani zang zang le ji sen la ji de wan ro chua ma da wa de ni jian yong ro la da.
So what Rinpoche, I think what you are mentioning, talking about is that, you know, sometimes we read and through the reading we will get a, you know, kind of good understanding. Through that, you know, it will impact in our mind in a short period of time. That things happen. So at that glimpse of, you know, inside time, you know, such as impermanence, then we try to hold that period of insight, try to prolong the period, you know, as much as we can. So mind, it need to be habituated or familiarized. So through the familiarization or the habituation, you know, it can be prolonged, you know, and, you know, eventually, you know, the true insight can happen. So it is merely the different, you know, individuals' mental dispositions. For some people, through different analysis, you know, through different reasons, you know, they are, you know, easy to understand and easy to, you know, obtain the realizations through different ways. So when we really, you know, attend the realization of, you know, a single-pointed concentration and as well as the penetrative insight, then, you know, it really bring the bliss in mind and as well as physically, and, you know, it won't fade away. It is there forever. So that answer your question?
Is it necessary to go on a retreat
to accomplish similar kind of concentration? Any Shine Tobia Gitundala, any Chikujo Chilla Tamdena, any Shine Tobia Gitundala, which is.
So
To order to have a single pointed realization of concentration, it is not unique to Buddhism. It is all common to many different beliefs. So it is said that if we properly, practice, and all the necessary and the resources are assembled, then practitioner can able to obtain single pointed concentration in within 6 months.
嗯，等等，我最近的高级，然后一般的这些现在生意都来的，也是很多了的。
So what the single pointed concentration we're talking here is different. So we're talking here the concentration single pointed concentration is the practitioner been in the path for a while.
嗯，现在可以引起面积现在主要的了，几，还有过了面的主要的，因为一个人我们的主要的，他，如果看到了面的，可是呢，主要的多了，明白？引起面积明白的，我说南边是说呢，现在主要的明白的了，上节过去了不得，以前了不得那家说呢，哎呢，几，过年前了我就这个人嘛多，引起面积现在明白了，再过些呢，外面的是了。So,
so the single pointed concentration realization. To obtain that realization, you don't need a specific object. You can meditate on anything, any kind of objects. But in Buddhism, if you meditate on an object of Buddha or Guru or all those things, that will, that will obtain the realization of a single pointed concentration, and also by product, you are accumulating a, a great deal of merit and also the great deal of purifications.
嗯，对于这些的，可能我能用过的了的，七八八千他妈你了，老子才能拿来面试啥子也了。So
all this we'll talk later on, especially talking about the two, perfections. It will come later.
Some kind of speaking to monastic students who are, their mainstream is somewhat right, but for someone like me whose mainstream is not right, what are the advantages and disadvantages of bringing up the subject of super knowledge and clairvoyance? He brings it up for a reason, but there might be a disadvantage for a student whose mind isn't prepared like mine.
Loma ki gyu ma ming dezo la ene karsukuru ngwe she da zutu da ene dezo she gyuyo ma res. Ene kesi kasa ki gyu ma ming bache la ene ngwe she da zutu da dezo she ne kunzu ngwe she da zutu da dezo duba ena ene ne gyu kariyo res.
这，你这几了，变得脾气也，怕肉薄点了，变得卡点家就长大了，对我现在做事就少了，你变得上进也松一点，觉得 rangshin kandung yi xijin dibi tau la song shay, te tau la nrogo ma rwa sila.
So like if the the practitioner's mind is not mature, you know, if reveal those, you know, supernatural, you know, practice, then once they obtain that practice, if they use for the concerns of the, you know, self-interest, then it really contradicts with the, you know, basic teaching of the Buddha. So, you know, Buddha's teaching mainly to benefit yourself as well as many infinite sentient beings. So, you know, if that kind of knowledge used for self-interest, then instead of benefit, it
doesn't help.
So, you know, if such as Rinpoche, you know, if his mind is not mature and, you know, with the Dharma, and he got the, you know, miracle powers practice, and he practiced that, and in case he developed, you know, he realized that, you know, miracle power, then, you know, he can do anything to anybody, you know, anytime. So, you know, so what will happen?
Pena teresoni da kemen doa hima jaga gi pena namba da jaga ni parula pena kasa tuta jena jana choba chobe ne ko sala ni shana gi ji mi gi ta tong jena ni gomba mo mo meta tong sha da ba tong ani ji tindi gi pe logic pe mo ba sar sala da tindi gi san da tong pe chau chen ro la ale tong.
So in ancient time, you know, there are a lot of debates happen in between the, you know, Buddhist and the non-Buddhist in India. So at that time, you know, the people, practice all this kind of supernatural power, and, you know, they really obtain the realization of that, and then, you know, they use to destroy, you know, many, you know, institutions and peoples and like that. So that is really, you know, very severely negative.
Sangha scenario, kanji tenjun duwe yue ta chela da, ta tesi soni, ngima chena peyo loji la, tesi soni, chi sangha ki nipa nyang, chi pena sada do da chena, pena nyang re sena, tenjun ki loji chung doa ma do, du nin duwe yue ba da jache jare sena.
In ancient time, you know, it is there, really there is a possibility, and also not only that, you know, people practice that and have obtain all those kind of, you know, different supernatural power and use all this for their self-interest, and they go to hell. So like that. So, you know, in nowadays, you know, the time is degenerated, and, you know, the practice of tantra is, you know, becomes so obvious, not really secret. So, you know, is don't know, but, you know, ancient time, a lot of the things happen.
This is Shuji Naya. Go the mumpa the two don't you had the mobile chin zango jirolada. There is one in which you can't change the engine marisola.
So for this kind of thing, you know, there must be, different causes and conditions assemble, the time and the, you know, all sort of those things you know, different factors must come together. So not like today's time that, you know, whatever we want to do, we can able to do is... So maybe that would be a disadvantage of, you know, whatever you ask. So other than that, you don't recall. So we stop here and do the dedications. So the tradition of the Lamrim dedication is, you know, wherever, whatever chapter we are in, you know, we dedicate to the dedication at the end of the teaching to for a successful practice of that chapter, you know, seek the blessings of the three jewels, and you know, do the, you know, nectar flowing and light radiating, all those visualization or the meditations.
Yeah.